This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, July 29, Infinite Multiplication. Dear friends, Google this Loaves and Fishes Gospel and you'll be swamped with 246,000 entries. What seems like a pretty straightforward narrative means widely different things to many different people. There's a large body of thought that sees this as a clever bait and switch by Jesus. His preaching supposedly cajoled the crowd into sharing a hoard of food that they had secreted away. Then there are the numerology obsessed. They see great significance in the number of loaves and fishes, the count of the crowd and the baskets of leftovers. Their zeal for minutiae is only exceeded by the hyperanalytic, who expound on why barley loaves instead of wheat, why fish, why the crowd reclined, and on and on. Of all the miracles of Jesus, the resurrection and the loaves and the fishes are the only ones that get this much attention. They are the only ones recounted in all four gospel narratives. And while the resurrection towers above all, the loaves and the fishes are the one which involves the greatest number of immediate participants. Yet, despite its familiarity, from a sampling of Google entries, its full meaning often escapes understanding. First, let's give the miracle its due by using its full name. It's the multiplying of the loaves and the fishes. And the concept of multiplication goes right to the heart of the event. It was certainly in Christ's power to create a lavish buffet from scratch, including a dessert cart served up by angels with Moses and Elijah as surprise after-dinner speakers. But Christ came to do more than perform parlor tricks on a divine scale. As in all things, Jesus is teaching you and me a lesson. He took the meager loaves and fishes from the poverty of the people, blessed and broke them, and then gave them back in satisfying superabundance. Jesus explains the basic covenant of our salvation by playing it out as in this parable of an impromptu lakeside picnic. The Messiah, God and man, has come among us. His bounty is bottomless. He offers eternal life, there for our taking. He asks only that we come as we are, bringing what we have, our struggling faith and our flawed love. What we give to him will be blessed and miraculously multiplied on a cosmic scale. By his grace, we will be satisfied beyond imagining. In this gospel and in every passage of the good news, there's a single unifying message. God loves us, and Christ is literally the embodiment of that love. Where you and I see scraps, he creates abundance. Where we see emptiness and depression, he creates profound fulfillment and boundless joy. In his love, you and I are nourished and protected. He's the bread of life, infinitely enriched and multiplied for our salvation. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org. Or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.